email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, as we've been saying, millions of people in America will witness the sky darken as a solar eclipse is expected to pass through North America this afternoon. Their afternoon, not ours. Dungarvan native John Melody joins me now on the line from Erie in Pennsylvania, which is on the path of totality. Erie is on the path of totality. Hello, John.
Morning, Ray. How are you?
Not too bad. It's 10:30 there. And you own a restaurant called Pier 6.
Which is on the
banks of Lake Erie, I presume.
Yeah. We're just a couple of yards from Lake Erie here, yeah.
Yeah. How long are you in the States?
38 years now.
38? Ooh. And was that the intention? Yeah.
I have no idea. I mean, I still don't know what the intention is some days. But 38 years ago, came here on a soccer scholarship, and here I am.
Right. How did the soccer go?
Yeah, it went well. Still involved in coaching and involved in different teams. And it's been, I can't complain. Erie PA is off the beaten path a little bit, but it's been good to me. I have no complaints.
Okay. So Erie in Pennsylvania, population of about how many?
Just a little under 100,000. Right. Maybe about 200,000 within a half a mile radius of the place.
So sizable in Irish terms.
Yeah, decent.
And what's happening there now? So it's 10:30, and what time are you going to go into total darkness?
So we're about 3:00 this afternoon. So, listen, this has been all the talk for the last year, and particularly for the last, days and weeks. And I kind of equate it to an All-Ireland final. Nobody quite knows what's going to happen. And that's all the talk, and where are we going, and where are we meeting, and where are we going to set up. And, you can see where hotels are all fully booked in the whole county here. And there's quite the buzz about it. I mean, the weather isn't great right now. It's raining a little bit out there. It's cloudy. But we're expecting big crowds this afternoon.
Yeah. So the path, and it started in Texas, about 115 miles wide, and you're smack in the middle of it. Do you know how long it's going to go dark for?
We are 3 minutes and 20 seconds, give or take a second or
two. That's the length of a good pop song, John.
Yeah, it is. So it's interesting. I mean, there's a lot of people around, and there's people coming in from all over, and, even to be talking on, national radio in Ireland, and there's Irish newspapers have a presence here, the Weather Channel, NASA has a presence here for this.
Yeah.
So it's quite the thing. It's exciting. It's exciting to kind of showcase Erie, Pennsylvania in a positive light and put it on the national map, albeit for 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
I'd never heard of Erie before.
You're welcome anytime. Yeah.
So this is Erie, obviously. So it goes. I heard Dr. Niamh Shaw this morning. She's over in Texas. She's an Irish. She's a scientist. And she was describing that the birds stop singing and the animals stop moving around and there's a chill. Have you ever experienced this before, John?
Not when it comes to weather, no.
No.
But it's interesting because that's what they're talking about, how the animals will react and, how even people will react to this whole thing. So there's lots of different conversations about the eclipse and what people expect from it. And lots of people are really looking forward to it. Like I say, I'm looking out the window right now. People are starting to stake their claim to the spot on the lake and putting up their chairs. This isn't for many hours yet, but you can feel the energy rising a little bit.
So the moon passes between the sun and the earth. And for those 3 minutes and 20 seconds, it blocks out all light from the sun.
Yeah. So it gets, I suppose you get dusk and then you get the totality and then you get dawn right after it. So it's going to be an interesting phenomenon, to say the least.
Now, I've been in the States and they love a theme. Restaurants like yourself love a theme and theme dishes. Are there any theme dishes in your restaurant?
Not so much themed dishes, but we have a brewery component to what we do. So we've brewed a beer called the Total Eclipse, which we've been selling for the last maybe 6 or 8 weeks. So a lot of that. So we're just we're as ready and prepared as we can be. Again, it's one of those ones you're not exactly sure what to expect. There's no precedence to this for us. So we're here and we're staffed and we have enough food and drink in the place. So we'll see what happens and we'll know a lot better tomorrow about what happens.
I see you've May of age 15 and then Rory and Clodagh are twins at 11. So are they at school now, or are they taking the day off?
No, all schools have been closed today. An awful lot of businesses are closed today because they were calling for this massive traffic congestion, and that after a certain time of the day, nobody could get anywhere. So a lot of businesses and schools are all closed because it would be totally dark when kids are getting out of school today at 3 o'clock. Uh-huh. So they didn't want that to happen either. So they're home right now. Mercyhurst University, which is close to where we live, they have a big party going on and lots of different stuff. So my wife and kids will jump on the bikes and go over there.
And John, just for us at home here, the geography of it. So is Erie right smack in the middle of that 115-mile wide thing? Is that it? Is that why it's getting so much attention?
Completely, exactly, in the path of totality. And Erie geographically is, I suppose, equidistant from Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Buffalo, about 400 miles from New York and Boston, give or take. And Erie's probably halfway between New York and Chicago.
Right. Okay.
So along the Interstate 90 corridor. So, if you can picture that.
East and west of you, they'd be getting like slighter versions of it, but you're on the path of totality.
Exactly. Yes. And Lake Erie stretches from Buffalo to Cleveland. So there's a lot of vantage points along Lake Erie today. Yeah.
Now, a couple of texts. I'm currently sat in a hotel room just outside Cleveland, Ohio, waiting for the eclipse. I usually listen to your show every morning from the west coast of the US. Very excited for my first and probably only total solar eclipse. All the best. That's Jean or Jean.
Right.
And you should play the song A Total Eclipse of the Heart for tonight. Somebody played it already. And we planned a trip to Normandy in France for the eclipse in August of 1999. Booked our accommodation in January, right along the line. It was gas the night before and the actual morning, as so many camper vans arrived in the area. The cows and birds became quieter as it darkened. Hubby set up safe demo in our son's national school a few years ago for another eclipse, just to give the kids and teacher an idea. That's Colette in Kinsale. Hubby nearly planned a trip to South Carolina a few years ago as well, says Colette. So big interest in it. And just, you know this already, John, but never look at the sun with your naked eye. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. No, we have all the glasses
You've
ready.
You've all the gear. Right.
Yes.
And are you going to signpost it in the restaurant with any particular thing, or is everybody out on the veranda looking at it, or what's going to happen?
Well, that'll be it. I mean, yes, there'll be people that'll come inside and have a bite to eat and drink, but I mean, you can imagine that just as this is happening, everybody's going to be outside and then back inside for some more food and drink before they hit the road. And I think that's when it gets kind of crazy. Everybody's trying to get out of here at the same point. That's when the congestion will happen.
And do you get back much to Dungarvan?
Oh, yeah, twice a year, sometimes three times if I'm lucky enough. Right. Yeah, no, home is always home.
And the children know Ireland and all that.
Yes, yeah, no, they're there at least once a year for sure. You know, it's back to see their grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins. So that's an important part of what we do.
Yeah. Good to hear, John. I want you to tell him thanks for looking after Ben Buckley in Erie. That's Paul.
Right,
Buckley.
Right. There you go. Yes, okay, very good, yeah.
And somebody else.
Yeah, Mercyhurst University here has a strong tradition with Irish students coming over. Uh-huh. There's probably been, you know, maybe 100 Irish students have gone through that university in the last, 35, 40 years.
Right.
So it's there is a strong Irish connection around the place. So, yeah, we're happy to look after those people.
And Making the Hatch reminds me that there's a Pete Seeger song, 15 Miles on the Erie Canal.
Right.
I didn't know that one. And we had much similar eclipse in Ireland back in August 1999. Do you remember it? I actually don't remember that. I don't know what I was doing back in 1999. That's from a guy called Galileo. That's his real name. Maybe it is. John Melody, thank you very much.
Yes.
John,
you are very welcome.
Enjoy it, if that's the word you'd use. Experience.
We're looking forward to it, and it's a good experience. So, we'll see what happens. And, thanks for having me on.
No, thanks, John. Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.